Good morning, this is David, and I'm bringing you today's Bible reading from Genesis chapter 15. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Fear not, Abram, I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me? For I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, Behold, you have given me no offspring, and a member of my household will be my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. This man shall not be your heir. Your very own son shall be your heir. And he brought him outside and said, Look towards heaven and number the stars, if you are able to number them. Then he said to him, So shall your offspring be. And he believed the Lord, and he counted it to him as righteousness. And he said to him, I am the Lord who brought you out from Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to possess. But he said, O Lord God, how am I to know that I shall possess it? And he said to him, Bring me a heifer, 3 years old, a female goat, 3 years old, a ram, 3 years old, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. And he brought him all these, cut them in half, and laid each half over against the other. But he did not cut the birds in half. And when birds of prey came down on the carcasses, Abram drove them away. As the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell on Abram, and behold, dreadful and great darkness fell upon him. Then the Lord said to Abram, Know for certain that your offspring will be sojourners in a land that is not theirs, and will be servants there, and they will be afflicted for 400 years. But I will bring judgment on the nation that they serve, and afterwards they shall come out with great possessions. As for yourself, you shall go to your fathers in peace. You shall be buried in a good old age. And they shall come back here in the fourth generation, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet complete. When the sun had gone down and it was dark, behold, a smoking firepot and a flaming torch passed between these pieces. On that day the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, To your offspring I give this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates, the land of the Kenites, the Kenizzites, the Kadmonites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Rephaim, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Girgashites, and the Jebusites. After these things, starts off this passage. God has taken Abram out of Ur the Chaldees, and in this passage you see the process that God is bringing Abram through to bring him to complete trust in God rather than the things of his past. Abram's first words when he says, Lord, you haven't given me an heir, I'm childless, it is still the effect of Ur on him. You know, it was all about your heir, what you were going to hand your line on to. And then later on he says, God takes a risk with Abraham. He says, go outside, look towards heaven. Now, from Ur the Chaldees, he was originally probably a moon worshipper. So God to say to him, look outside and look up at the heavens, he was going to have to forget his old way of doing things. And then God was saying that his offspring would be like the number of the stars. And he says he believed the Lord and he counted to him as righteousness. Hebrew, you can read that again in Hebrews 11, that great chapter of the main characters of faith throughout the Bible. So it was counted to him as righteousness because he believed God. So you can see here in this passage that Abraham is gradually leaving his old life behind. He's trusting more and more in the in Lord God, not in his riches, not in the fact that he needs offspring and all the land. His security is in God. And then we see a prophetic message to him about the slavery of the Israelites in Egypt and how they would come back. And God completes all this messaging with a covenant with him, another blood sacrifice, because, you know, again, Abram would have been used to sacrificing to the false gods of the Chaldeans, but now he's into building altars and sacrificing blood sacrifices to God, right back into the fall in Genesis, where God gave Adam and Eve animal skins to clothe themselves, the first sacrifice, the blood sacrifice. And we know in that passage about foretelling of the people of Israel being in the land of Egypt, how they left that land with the Passover, the blood sacrifice of the blood on the door lintels and the door frame. And we look ahead, we can see that there comes another, a bigger blood sacrifice in the future, that Jesus' death on the cross. And it's through that blood sacrifice that we can say, yes, Lord, thank you, Lord. And it's counted to us as righteousness. So God has made the first of his covenants with Abraham here. He's still called Abram. He's not changed to Abraham yet. And that comes later on in chapter 17, where God makes yet another covenant, a promise with Abram. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that we can look to you. We can look to you for the sacrifice that Jesus did on the cross for us, the blood sacrifice for us. And Lord, we know that when we accept that and we confess it with our mouths, Lord, that is counted to us as righteousness. Lord, I just thank you for your covenant with each one of us through the blood of Christ on the cross. Lord, I just thank you that in this passage you show us not to rely on riches and family lineage and lands, Lord, but we just look to you for everything, Lord. Our security is in you. So, Lord, we just thank you that you give us the security. You give us a confidence in you, because, Lord, your word is true. Your word is faithful, and your love to us is very great. So, Lord, I just thank you for your grace. Lord, as we go about our lives this day, Lord, may we be carriers of that grace to others, the people that we come into contact with, Lord, that they may see in us an aspect of that covenant you have with each one of us. So, Lord, we just thank you. Amen.